Okay, so Foolish Heart and Hey Good Looking. Mm-hmm. All right.
Any reason we shouldn't continue working these songs?
I don't think so. Hey Good Looking, I went down. Warren stayed the same. Timmy went down one in his practice score. By the way, this is Tim Reynolds. I didn't introduce him. He didn't do that. He's a candidate judge. He's practice scoring. This is his first season, and he's doing a great job. And his role is just kind of come along and watch this first time through. And so it's not that I'm ignoring him. It's just what he's been told to do. So
you're doing well, I guess.
The Hey Good Looking, I got really bothered by the back third to half of the song and intonation issues that I heard, where it just seemed to really be struggling to stay in tune. Coming out of the bass melody, from that point really kind of on, it really seemed like you really struggled to keep the thing in tune. And that's where my score, you know, where I'd been more in the, you know, definitely above 60, 63 range, and then it just kind of kept sliding to the left. So that was my issue. It didn't seem to, Warren wasn't as distracted by it. That's just, you know, we're each have our own ways of looking at it. And so, but that's where my thing was coming from. The intonation issues and the quality overall performance just deteriorated. So that would be a concern. If that's an anomaly, if it's not a normal consideration, then I wouldn't worry about it. But if you have a hard time keeping the song together,
we haven't.
Okay. But
we did.
Okay. All right. That would be my only concern about whether or not to keep the song.
Okay.
Foolish Heart is a pretty song, and I think you guys, one of my first comments on the sheet is nice lyric delivery. You guys have a nice sense for the expression and the lyric delivery and the articulation of the lyric, and it's just about getting everybody doing it the same way. you guys following him a little more consistently. Right? Is that you? Is that you?
That's me.
Okay. From behind.
We're twins.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, if we both turned around, you could tell the difference.
Okay.
I have hair on the back. I have more of a shine.
Rub it.
Wow. Tough. I powder it.
I don't know anything about that. It's all foreign to me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This one was, again, nice lyric delivery. And then just, again, struggling a little bit with some intonation things right near the end, which you heard, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Can we sing a little bit of either of these?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Shoulder, if you want to give that a rest. You
wanna
no.
Okay.
What are we doing? You want to do a Good Looking this time?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, cool. Sharp last one.
Yeah. Edge?
Sure.
Hey, what do you say?
No, keep going.
Oh, I thought you stopped. So
no, no, I thought you stopped. It.
Nope.
Here we go.
Hey, what do you say? Meet me in the kitchen today, today. Hey, good looking. Tell me what you got cooking, cooking. How's about cooking something up with me?
They
don't want to.
They
give
just
it
get
up
the melody and just stop.
Don't stop it.
Dang it! You just got the melody. Why are you stopping us so quickly?
We're missing about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nine.
Just a few guys.
Okay. Yeah. Our quartet gets on tonight.
Figured they better practice.
Okay.
Hey, if they don't have it by now.
Well.
But you can't tell.
If they don't have it by now.
Yes, please.
In that case, we won't tell you who they are.
Yeah. Can I just hear the leads from the top? Can I just hear the lead sing?
Sure.
Hey, what do you say? Meet me in the kitchen today. Hey,
okay, so try it again. Again, it's just, we're not synced up. We're not synced up.
Second hey was there was somebody late. Remember that jumps the beat.
Hey, what do you say? Meet
so what,
me in the kitchen.
What's the notes on what do you say?
Or from
what do you say?
Down to two. No. 4-4-3-2.
What do you say? What do you say?
Probably on the high side.
Do it again. Here we go.
Hey, what do you say? Meet me in the kitchen today.
The meat is not a scoop. Right? Do it again.
Hey, what do you say? Meet me in the kitchen today.
Okay. So yeah, that's better. Yeah, you said everything I would say. Just cleaning up the attacks, cleaning up the onsets, scooping, pitching your first sound on the nose. Hey.
That's better.
Right? Clean. Not scooping up to it.
What do you say? Meet me in the kitchen.
Yeah, right?
Not the Sinatra stuff.
Right.
Just doesn't work in an ensemble because everybody does it at their own way. It's great with a stylistic singer with a band. Yeah, have at it. Do it all you want. But in an ensemble, you just can't. Unless it's a very specific thing you're doing for an effect and everybody does it the same way. But those are hard to execute, too. So
yeah. Yeah. We tend to say, well, we won't do that. We'll just move notes.
So leads and basses, okay? Leads, just keep trying to get even tighter on your synchronization, okay?
Hey, what do you say? Hey, what do you say? Meet me in the kitchen.
I don't know. We can sing in melody an octave low.
Because we just been listening.
What do you say? Here we go.
Hey, what do you say?
You're still influenced by hearing that.
Hey, what do you say?
We've just completely lost it.
Right? I think.
Take it from another part.
Do four parts, and then we'll go back to just the duet. Here we go.
Hey, what do you say? Meet me in the kitchen today.
Go back to the two. Hey, what do you say? Right? Here we go.
Hey, what do you say? Meet me in the kitchen today. Good.
Yeah, that was much better. Bass, nice recovery. Nice recovery, bass. From not even knowing your notes 5 seconds ago, you guys got right back on. That's good. So you're just wanting to, and he's imploring you to just be a little quicker, you're tending to just be that much behind the leads. You're kind of reacting as opposed to anticipating.
It's a new concept
da-da-da-da-da.
We just had coaching that implored the basses to be that much ahead and baritones to be just a little less ahead, but ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. So one more time there, leads and basses. Just be right there with them. Anticipate where they're going.
Hey, what do you say? Meet me in the kitchen today. Hey, good looking. Tell me what you got cooking. How's about cooking something up with me?
Good. Yeah. That's. Yeah, you're really kind of dialing into what they're doing, and just you spend a lot of time like this in
duets. Not as much as we probably should.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we do.
We only usually do it when we're having a problem.
Yes, to fix things.
Yeah. So it's time well spent. I mean, it's a little tedious for the other parts.
Many
stand
times
and listen
we'll do an early duet rehearsal before chapter.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot better than sectionals.
Yeah.
It doesn't waste the time going into section notes, and it does this a lot.
And the guys don't anticipate, oh, I'm going to learn my notes again.
Right. The expectation of improving the section
the
unity.
Section sync.
Yeah. Not hey, let's rehash all of our notes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's again real well spent, I think. And let's do all four now at that same place, if you don't mind.
Hey, what do you say? Meet me in the kitchen today. Hey, good looking, tell me what you got cooking. How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, tell me, honey, don't you think maybe we can find us a brand new recipe, I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free, so if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Hey.
Stop it again. They're gonna be hard to live with.
I'm sorry. When we start again, I want to pick it up right there. So, the natural song itself is just very percussive, very choppy.
Yes.
Right.
It has a tendency to be. We got to really work on smoothing it
out. There's soda pop and the dancing's free. Mm-hmm. So if you want to have fun, come along with me. You know, it's that it's that country two beat that just wants to just be choppy. And so you have to really work.
We have to fight that.
Yeah, you have to fight to overcome. There's soda pop and the dancing's free. Da-ba-da-da-da-da, come along with me. Hey, right? Use those singable sounds in between, the singables, the M's and N's and NG's and all that you can use those as the rhythmic propellants, right?
Sure.
Executing that again in duet sessions even, so that would help. So let's pick it up at the bass solo. What do you think? The bass melody.
Hey, good looking. Hey, it should be right where you left it. Hey. Ready?
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? No one but me. See, I got a hot rod for it. $2 bill.
We're gonna do that again. And you guys really have to consider that, especially these. Really got to back off, and you got to think your Pips. Harmony. You're supporting these guys, and so your job is to be as smooth as you can, and just you're like this. You're like the strings, okay? You're like the violin. You're not the trumpets anymore. You're the violins. Right?
Being from Detroit, we refer to Gladys and the Pips.
There you go. Okay, sure.
Who's the Pips now? You're the Pips.
You guys look a lot like the Pips. I want to see you dance. I want to see you dance like
only around no dance.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Go. Good.
No.
Yeah, same from the bass melody.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Just wait and see. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? Smells real sweet now, time for a treat now. How's about cooking something up? Come on, let's mess the kitchen up. How's about cooking something up with me?
Okay, so there's a lot
table
of...
move. Come on, that's the best thing.
That's not that one.
There's like all like folk key changes in there, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, there are. Yeah, it's a gentry arrangement. I think he had to do it to build it back to where it needed to get to.
Yeah. So it goes kind of not where you're expecting it to go, and I it even took me by surprise hearing it now compared to sitting there, 2 hours ago. But it's a little tougher to execute because of those.
But if you let them know there are key changes, we have trouble. So don't say that word again.
Modulations. There's these modulations.
Use that word.
That's the kind of thing that just that attention to detail and this seemed a little more together coming out of that bass melody just now than 2 hours ago.
Well, they're new, you know, and this got added as a show song for February show. And
it's a fun song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely worth the effort.
Yeah.
It's a fun tune.
Yeah. Especially clearing the table up. Come on, boys.
Oh, yeah. I need to see that. Do that again. And so I can do it.
Take it for the bass melody.
Yeah, take it from the bass melody. That's a good place.
I'm not sure.
Hey, good looking.
You never know you get what it's worth saying.
Hey, here we go.
Hey, good looking.
Say what you got cooking.
How's about cooking something up with me? No one but me. See, I got a hot rod for and a $2 bill. I know it's right over the hill. There's your love and a dancing tree. So if you want to have fun, come along with me. Time, just wait and see. Hey, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? Smells real sweet now, time for a treat now. How's about cooking something up? Come on, let's mess the kitchen up. How's about cooking something up with me? Can't you see? Your mind desire what I require. You set my ever loving soul, my soul on fire.
Table off was kind of like, you know,
so
something could happen on the table. I guess. We hope so.
Right.
Once,
right.
Maybe. Not the second. Okay, guys.
So, makes sense?
Yes.
Got
it does. Yes.